The Witcher, Old World Deluxe vs. Path of Destiny in 2026. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Old World Deluxe when you want to roam, build a combat deck, hunt monsters, play dice poker, and race rival witchers for trophies across a large map. Buy Path of Destiny when you want authored scenarios, familiar saga choices, and a tighter story-centered table. They are parallel interpretations of The Witcher, not steps in one product line. Witcher board games can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Players learn travel, location actions, encounters, card purchases, attributes, shields, combat combos, trophies, and when fighting is worth the lost tempo. The cabinet's test is whether travel, training, dice poker, encounters, potion timing, deck combo combat, and trophy races create a roaming Witcher life rather than a single boss crawl. We sort the verified products by that experience. Then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Witcher board game should you buy? Buy Old World Deluxe when you want to roam, build a combat deck, hunt monsters, play dice poker, and race rival witchers for trophies across a large map. Buy Path of Destiny when you want authored scenarios, familiar saga choices, and a tighter story-centered table. They are parallel interpretations of The Witcher, not steps in one product line. The first box should let players learn travel, location actions, encounters, card purchases, attributes, shields, combat combos, trophies, and when fighting is worth the lost tempo. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Witcher board games, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Old World and Path of Destiny are separate games, not base game and sequel expansion. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Witcher board games actually feel like? Old World sends Witchers between locations to train attributes, gain cards, resolve encounters, gamble, fight monsters, and build card combo attacks toward a trophy victory. Path of Destiny builds scenarios around story choices and competing interpretations of known tales, giving the table a more authored arc and less roaming freedom. The deluxe production makes monsters physically impressive, but the decision system remains about route efficiency, deck symbols, potion timing, and deciding whether a fight is worth delaying the trophy race. The lasting hook is that travel, training, dice poker, encounters, potion timing, deck combo combat, and trophy races create a roaming Witcher life rather than a single boss crawl. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: sort monster decks by level, cards by type, Witcher schools by player, and expansions into separate modules. Use card holders for market rows and shallow dishes for poker dice and tokens. Teach without wild hunt or extra encounter modules. Teaching plan: explain the victory race, travel, location action, encounter, card purchase, combo combat, shields, and trophies. Let the first monster fight serve as the detailed combat tutorial. Before cleanup, photograph the world map, Witcher boards, attribute tracks, action decks, trophies, monster cards, location decks, poker dice, and potion supply. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Old World is a roaming deck-building race with narrative encounters. Path of Destiny is a scenario interpretation game. Skyrim adventure game is more campaign-driven. Bloodborne is more combat deck tactical. Witcher buyers should choose the session structure before the miniature count. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to sandbox freedom, authored scenarios, competitive pressure, cooperative modules, encounter repetition, miniature spectacle, and session length. Those practical differences outlast launchic declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Witcher board games. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Sandbox Old World Deluxe. Choose roaming, deck building, and monster hunting. Story Path of Destiny Deluxe. Choose scenario, narrative, and saga choices. Variety Adventure Pack. Add after encounter cards begin to repeat. Cooperative Wild Hunt. Add when the table wants a shared boss rather than competitive trophy racing. Stop one Witcher Fantasy first. The license does not make two different games redundant-proof. The stopping rule matters. Old World Deluxe adds miniatures and production spectacle. The underlying game still includes downtime, travel, poker, deck building, and a race for trophies. Path of Destiny is more scenario-focused and less sandbox-like. Buyers wanting roaming monster hunts can choose the wrong box on theme alone. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Witcher board games, edition, language, seller included contents, an exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, an expert strategy beginner, build combo symbols, not card prestige. A modest card that links attacks can outperform an expensive isolated effect. Regular, plan a route with two rewards. Travel should advance attributes, encounters, poker, or a target monster, not only move the miniature. Advanced, fight on your timing. Potions, bombs, and deck quality should justify the risk before another player claims an easier trophy. Expert, read the trophy clock. The best engine loses if it matures after a rival's final hunt. Debrief the hunt that produced a trophy but lost the race. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focus minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about sandbox freedom, authored scenarios, competitive pressure, cooperative modules, encounter repetition, miniature spectacle, and session length. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting. Explain the victory race, travel, location action, encounter, card purchase, combo combat, shields, and trophies. Let the first monster fight serve as the detailed combat tutorial. Solo. Both lines advertise solo-capable play in relevant editions, but the structure differs. Old World Solo preserves travel and trophy efficiency. Verify Path of Destiny's exact scenario and bot rules in the purchase box. The invisible budget is a broad table, miniature and card storage, encounter sorting, setup, rules modules, downtime at higher counts, and choosing story structure before sculpture count. That workload predicts whether Witcher board games returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Old World and Path of Destiny are separate games, not base game and sequel expansion. Old World Deluxe adds miniatures and production spectacle. The underlying game still includes downtime, travel, poker, deck building, and a race for trophies. Path of Destiny is more scenario-focused and less sandbox-like. Buyers wanting roaming monster hunts can choose the wrong box on theme alone. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints: packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout: Path of Destiny is not an expansion for Old World. Deluxe miniatures do not reduce Old World's downtime or teach burden. Wild Hunt is not required for solo or for the base competitive game. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Witcher board games Old World Deluxe is the grail spectacle and the better sandbox purchase. Path of Destiny is the better narrative group purchase. Add adventure pack when encounter repetition becomes visible. Add wild hunt when a group specifically wants cooperative boss pressure. Do not buy both before learning which Witcher fantasy the table actually repeats. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: The Witcher, Old World Deluxe Edition on Amazon, The Witcher, Path of Destiny Deluxe Edition on Amazon, The Witcher, Old World Wild Hunt Expansion on Amazon, The Witcher, Old World Adventure Pack on Amazon. Final verdict: Old World Deluxe is the greater spectacle and the better sandbox purchase. Path of Destiny is the better narrative group purchase. Add Adventure Pack when encounter repetition becomes visible. Add Wild Hunt when the group specifically wants cooperative boss pressure. Do not buy both before learning which Witcher fantasy the table actually repeats. Frequently Asked Questions: Old World or Path of Destiny? Choose Old World for sandbox monster hunting and deck building. Path of Destiny for scenario storytelling. Is Old World Deluxe worth it? Yes, when miniature spectacle and an often played sandbox justify the storage and price. What expansion should I buy first? Adventure Pack for encounter variety or Wild Hunt for specific cooperative boss mode? Neither is required immediately. Can Old World be played solo? Yes, with the exact mode depending on edition and modules. Verify the rulebook for the own product. Is Path of Destiny a campaign? It is scenario and story centered, but buyers should not assume a traditional persistent campaign without checking the included structure. How long is Old World? Expect a substantial evening, especially with new players or higher counts. 2 or 3 experienced players keep the race sharper.